Hello, what's up? Hey y'all, how you doing? Welcome to CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. I'm Coy Wire, pumped to be back with you, hoping to help you get your energy up, 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 and fuel those minds with some news to start this week strong. All right, we start today with major protests in eastern Spain over the weekend, some that turned violent. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in Valencia on Saturday evening. Protesters marched against the government and demanded the resignation of the regional president, Carlos Mazón. Many people protested peacefully, but angry crowds in some areas like the city hall square threw chairs and objects at police officers. Police at times used batons and shields to push back angry crowds. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. Now, the protests were a response to recent flooding in Spain, the worst natural disaster the region has seen in decades. It started last month when a year's worth of rain overwhelmed the region in less than 8 hours. The powerful floods that rushed through the area swept away cars, destroying roads, bridges, and structures. Over 200 people were killed, and more than 70 people are still missing. Critics say the government's response was too slow to save lives, and they want accountability from Mazón. He claims he was not warned early enough about the extreme weather by central authorities. But the Spanish government says it tried calling Mazón at least 4 times before being able to reach him. Mazón denies missing any calls prior to the floods turning catastrophic. Local officials have since been urging calm while the region focuses on search and rescues. CNN's Michael Holmes has more.
Valencia, Spain is spilling over once again, not from the recent floods that devastated the region, killing more than 220 people, but with anger. Protesters clashing with police following a rally demanding accountability for the deadly floods, including the resignation of regional leader Carlos Mazón. But many residents say lives could have been saved if the government had acted faster. On the day of the floods, the Spanish Weather Agency issued a red alert for heavy rain about 12 hours before the regional government sent out a text alert warning people to shelter in place. But by then, many residents say the water was already at their doors. Locals say they're frustrated by what they say has been a slow and uncoordinated response by the government. So far, about 8,500 soldiers have been deployed to clear debris, guard against looters, and search for the missing. Divers scouring river bottoms for bodies. But many of the troops have only arrived in the past week. Too little, too late for a disaster many people say the government of Valencia should have known was coming.
Now to Australia, where the government is planning to ban social media for kids under the age of 16. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said legislation will be introduced to Parliament this year, and then the laws would come into effect 12 months after being ratified or approved by lawmakers. There will be no parental consent exemptions in these laws. The Prime Minister cited the harm that social media can have on young users and called the policy world-leading. Meta's Instagram and Facebook, ByteDance's TikTok, and Elon Musk's X are all platforms that will be impacted by the new laws. Alphabet's YouTube is also likely to fall within the scope of the ban. While countries around the world, like France and the U.S., are also enacting policies to curb social media use by minors, Australia's proposed policy is one of the most strict yet. 10-second trivia. Veterans Day originated with an observance marking the end of which war? The U.S. Civil War, World War I, World War II, or the Vietnam War? The holiday observed on November 11th recalls Armistice Day, marking the end of World War I. Today, November 11th, is Veterans Day in the United States. It all started back in November of the year 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of the year, when an armistice went into effect, ending the fighting in World War I. A year later, people in the United States first observed Armistice Day. 20 years later, after World War II, the day became an official national holiday. Then, after the Korean War in 1954, the name of Armistice Day was changed. It's been known as Veterans Day ever since. The event honors everyone who served in the U.S. Armed Forces Events are scheduled throughout the day today as Americans pause to thank, salute, remember, and respect the service and sacrifices of all who served. We take a look back now to this June, which marked the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, France. June 6, 1944 saw the largest military seaborne operation ever attempted and began the campaign to liberate Europe from Nazi control. CNN's Melissa Bell traveled to the site with some of the last living American World War II veterans who participated in the Allied invasion 80 years ago.
From the other side of the Atlantic, they returned to the continent they'd liberated a lifetime ago. Some of the last living American World War II veterans struggling with the steps, but not with their memories of June 6, 1944.
I felt that mankind had lost its way.
80 years on, the veterans arrived to a hero's welcome and with a distinct twinkle in their eye.
Beautiful day. Nice girls like you, so we're satisfied.
These are the shores where the men landed, taking the first faltering steps towards the liberation of France and of Europe. The very youngest veterans expected here this week are 96, which means they were just 16 at the time and had to lie about their age in order to be allowed to fight.
The first of the more than 100,000 men that landed in Normandy on June 6 came by air, ferried through the darkness into the unknown.
We took off at 2:30 in the morning, completely blackout takeoff. You remember things like that.
The paratroopers' planes still fly today, the memories of the men who've now passed kept alive on recordings like these.
And everybody was very quiet, no conversation, no jocularity, nothing.
I always thought God was with me.
When the green light went on, we went out right then.
18 men are going out that door in 11 seconds.
Well, I'm lucky in my mind.
But even for those who survived, the cost has been unimaginable.
My mother and father gave you my four elder brothers. We lost one, and he's buried in Lorraine.
Beyond those few returning here this week, the last living witnesses of what happened here, the 80th anniversary of D-Day is mainly about those who never left.
Their memory honored with sand taken from the beaches where they landed and died. For the freedom of people they'd never met in a country they'd never seen.
This tall cloud of volcanic ash rose over a village in Indonesia after an eruption that killed at least 10 people. An official at the volcano's monitoring post said it threw volcanic material 3.7 miles upwards from its crater, and the thick ash spewed as high as 6,500 feet into the air, burning down several houses, including a Catholic nun convent, according to an AP report. Mount Lower Toba Laki-Laki is one of Indonesia's 120 active volcanoes.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. A question for you. Is it too early to decorate for Christmas? Not for Rockefeller Center. This year's Christmas tree arrived in New York City over the weekend. The tremendous 74-foot Norway spruce was donated by a family in Massachusetts, cut down, and then carefully made its way to the Big Apple. It might not look like much now, but did you know that 5 miles of Christmas lights and a Swarovski crystal star will soon be giving it some bling for the December 4th tree lighting reveal? Time now for our first shout out of the week, and this one goes to all my Pathfinders at John C. Fremont High School in Los Angeles, California. Rise up. Some Motivation Monday for you. You can handle anything this week's going to throw at you. Remember, tough times make us tougher, and we can find strength through our struggles. Have an awesome day, everyone. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.